I had a good time doing it. The finished product is different than the real experience. I had fun doing it. I had a good time doing it. I'm a very, very big reality TV show fan, so it was a good time.
Yeah, you had us freaking dying. Did you have any allies in there? It seemed like people were not getting your sense of humor, man. Come on.
I didn't have any allies. People were not getting my sense of humor. I mean, the housewives, I think that they were the ones who got me the most, to be honest. But, I think I was misunderstood, misinterpreted. It's all good. It was fun. And it was a good experience.
Yeah, how was Mama Kelsey? Was she cool?
Very chill, very sweet, just what you would think.
Yeah. We're looking forward to you, I guess, hopping on a plane after you do this reunion. You're in Philly tomorrow, and Saturday.
I'm in Philly tomorrow, Saturday at the Stress Factor, Valley Forge. I love the Stress Factor, love the Philly crowds, Pennsylvania crowds. So I'm excited to be back in Philly, dealing with this very, very wacky winter. It's been tough. This is like the late 80s, early 90s winter.
Yeah.
Global warming is not in effect on the East Coast. But I'm looking forward to performing, looking for Friday night. Friday the 13th, and then Saturday night, Valentine's Day. So it's going to be a spooky, loving, great, dope weekend of shows at the Stress
Yeah,
Factory.
what a 48 hours. You don't seem like a Valentine's Day kind of guy. Am I
Yeah,
wrong on that?
you're totally wrong, man. Ask my wife if I'm a Valentine's Day type of
Yeah.
guy. Yeah, damn, Skippy. Yeah, I'm a Valentine. If you're married, you better be a Valentine's guy, whether you want to or not.
You're probably a softie deep down inside. We have the same birthday. We're both Pisces, March 20th, baby.
Oh wow. Yeah. March 20th. Yep,
So
yep, yep.
is there a softer Michael Rapaport that we don't get to see every day?
I think that, there's definitely a softer side that people don't see online, but I show it in as an actor. I show it on my podcast. I certainly show it on stage. One thing when I perform live, people sometimes are surprised how vulnerable and toned down the show is. I mean, I talk crap. That's what I do. But when you're seeing somebody in real life, it's a little different than seeing them on social media. So social media, I think, it's definitely an extension of me, but it's a specific part of me that I show on social media for the most part. I've always tried not to be too self-indulgent, and I always try to do wink winks, when I'm online.
I always love picking a comedic brain. How much of your set is like predetermined? Like obviously you have your material, but how much do you riff on stage? Philly content, like maybe you see something or maybe you experience something the day of your show. What's the ratio like?
I mean, I would say it's probably like it depends on the night, the vibe. I try to flow with the vibe of the audience. You never it's a show, you know what I mean? So you want to give the crowd the best show, and sometimes you have a plan, you have to abort it. Sometimes you have a plan, you have to abort it, then you got to go back to the plan. I think that's the one of the probably my most favorite things about live shows is that it's so spontaneous, and it's so you just it's you can't really plan it too much. To some extent you can. So obviously Philly crowds, I love Philly. I feel like Philadelphia is like the cousins of New York. I think we
Absolutely.
all were I like the Philly crowds because they're thick skinned, they could talk crap, and they could also give it. They have a good sense of humor. So I love performing in the state of Pennsylvania, and the crowds have always been fun and warm.
Because as much as we can give it, we can take it too. I
A
mean,
hundred percent.
we're
And that and
thick
I and I'm
skinned.
like that too. And I like that too. And I think it's important, especially if you're gonna talk as much crap as I do, you have to be able to take it as good as you give it. Like Rocky Balboa, you gotta be able to go
There you
15
go,
rounds
baby.
in the trash talking ring.
So tell me, you're about to hop on stage here. Are you gonna fly off the handles up here? Like
Of course,
what?
I'm flying off the handles. I'm getting on the handles. I'm breaking the handles. I'm crazy gluing it back together. I'm doing it all. It's going to be dope shows. This weekend, tonight, Friday the 13th, and Saturday, Valentine's Day. They're going to be fun. They're going to be loving. They're going to be appropriately inappropriate, and they'll be from the bottom of my heart.
I love that man so much. And when is this Traitors reunion coming out? Is that on the books yet?
The Traitors reunion's coming out in a few weeks after
A few weeks.
the finale. So we're shooting it today, and then I'm hopping on a plane.
Nice. Are you about to lay into everyone?
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I'm prepared. I brought notes. I brought notes. So we'll
There we
see.
go. Oh, I love it. Hey, man, I appreciate a few minutes. I know you're busy, but we're looking forward
Nah,
to
nah,
coming through Philadelphia. It's gonna be good.
thank you for the support. I'm looking forward to having a great weekend of shows, and I'll see everybody at the Stress Factory this
Yeah,
weekend.
we need everyone in Philly. Stress Factory, Valley Forge Casino tomorrow and
Let's
Saturday.
go.
Michael Rappaport, hey, I appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.